9. The waiting room of the Atlantis Medical Clinic was empty. There were no sick or injured people. Just one very healthy receptionist sitting behind the reception desk, thumbing through a catalog. His uniform differed from the official male uniform of Atlantis, in that his netting shirt and kilt were dyed the aqua color of generic hospital scrubs. It didn't startle him when Britt the Younger and Gwen materialized in front of his desk. He'd been in Atlantis long enough to be accustomed to magic. The receptionist placed his catalog face down on his desk, stood, smiled at Britt and Gwen, and said,
"Good morning. Welcome. Please have a seat. Tell me what's wrong, and I'll see to it that the doctor is with you in a moment."
"Nothing's wrong, thanks," Britt said. "We just need to discuss some business with Louisa."
"Is the business medical in nature, or does it pertain to her role as president?"
Britt asked,
"Does it really matter?"
The receptionist said,
"You'll see her just as fast either way. But she likes to know what kind of unpleasant conversation she should brace for."
"It's a little bit of both, in this case,"
the receptionist said.
"I'm sure she'll appreciate the warning."
Gwen leaned in closer to look at the catalog the receptionist had been reading. The front cover featured a man in a puffy shirt with the collar open to the belt buckle and the words "International Mail." The back cover offered a surprising variety of Speedo-style swimsuits.
"Interesting catalog," Gwen said. "Not many of the men in Atlantis read English."
"I don't either," the receptionist said. "The doctor got it for me, to see if there's anything I might like to wear around the office."
The receptionist pressed a button on his desk that had been programmed to act as a buzzer and intercom. He told Louisa that there were two sorceresses here to speak with her about both medicine and city business. She sighed heavily and told him to bring them to her. The receptionist led them to Louisa's private office. As with pretty much every room in the entire city, everything but highly specialized equipment or an imported memento from the sorceress's original time was tasteful, modern, and made from a seamless, white, crystalline material. In this case, the floor, walls, desk, and chairs were clearly from Atlantis, but on the wall behind the desk, several diplomas and college degrees hung in black frames. Louisa rummaged through the drawers of her desk. She welcomed her guests in a distracted manner. Britt and Gwen returned her greeting, smiling broadly. The receptionist left. Louisa offered Britt and Gwen a seat while still digging through whatever clutter filled her desk. They thanked her and sat down, smiling broadly. Britt said,
"Your presidential office down in the Capitol doesn't have any diplomas. You can move some of these there for balance."
Louisa said,
"No, they have to stay here. You need an education, practical experience, and certifications to practice medicine. To be president, all you need is the confidence of most of the people who bothered to vote."
Britt and Gwen sat silently for several seconds, watching Louisa continue to rifle through her own desk. Gwen asked,
"What are you looking for?"
Louisa froze and held up a single finger, communicating the idea that Gwen should wait a moment. With nobody moving or speaking in the room, they could all hear a faint but distinct beeping, like the alarm of a long-forgotten digital watch going off from deep within the cushions of a couch.
"I only noticed it about a minute ago,"
Louisa said,
"and it's already driving me crazy."
Britt the Younger said,
"Oh, sorry, I can take care of that."
She swiped her finger through space in front of her, looking at menus only she could see, then finally made a selection and the noise stopped. Gwen and Britt smiled broadly at Louisa, offering no explanation. Louisa said,
"Okay, out with it."
Gwen said,
"I'm sorry."
"I'm sure you are,"
Louisa said.
"I just don't know about what yet. People only smile like that and don't say anything when they have something to say that's gonna make someone else unhappy. So out with it."
Britt said,
"Well, you know that medevac protocol we've been working on to handle medical emergencies?"
"Yes."
Louisa turned to Gwen and said,
"The idea is for a sorceress or wizard to stabilize and evacuate an injured person, then treat them and replace them without them or their friends and family knowing they were ever gone."
Gwen said,
Yeah, Britt told me.
Louisa said.
Of course she did. Sorry. Force of habit. As a doctor, most of my job is to explain things in the least alarming way possible. Same goes for being president, actually.
Gwen said,
makes sense. Is there some snag with writing the programming?
Louisa asked Britt.
I can get you some assistance if you need it. It's a complex job.
No, no, the program's written, tested, and ready to go.
Really? You tested it and it all worked?
Yes. We successfully transported people to the triage center. Time was frozen from their point of view, and their exact time, location, and positioning at the point of extraction were recorded so that we could replace them after treatment.
It's just like you requested.
I also added a way for sorceresses to use the program on themselves if they get hurt.
Louisa said, that's great, good job. That means I can get to work on the treatment protocols.
Yeah, Britt said. Where are you with those?
I haven't started them yet. I thought we'd get phase one done, then when that worked, move on to phase two.
Britt said,
oh.
Then she and Gwen smiled broadly. Louisa narrowed her eyes at them. Britt said,
I also added an audible alarm to tell you when a patient arrives in the triage center.
I tried to make it subtle.
Oh, God.
Louisa moaned.
You sent me a patient already, haven't you?
Consider it a field test, Britt said. A trial by fire.
Louisa said,
fire?
Gwen said,
and
arrows. And swords.
Where's the patient now?
The patients are in a facility I set up in the lower bowl to hold them, so you could look them over, do some triage, and take them one at a time.
Them? How many patients are we talking about?
Britt said.
A few.
The point is, they're in stasis, so you can take your time.
How many is a few?
Britt sighed and said,
26.
26? You said a few. 26 isn't a few, it's a few dozen.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. It's not a few dozen, it's a couple dozen.
Well, that's a lot more than a few.
Britt said,
touche.
Louisa spent a moment glaring at Britt and Gwen, then asked,
what happened?
Gwen said,
well, from our point of view, it's still happening, so we really should get back to helping. And if it's happening in the Dark Ages, where you two spend your free time, then from my point of view, it won't happen for hundreds of years. So you have time to explain. Louisa, we're sorry,
Gwen said.
We're just both really stressed out. We just fought off a dragon attack. You're telling me a dragon hurt those people?
Five dragons. One of the wizards made some artificial dragons, and they got away from him somehow. Five of them got into a fight with a small town, but the dragons didn't really do any damage. They can't directly injure anyone.
Then how did the 26 people in the triage center get hurt?
Britt said, they did that to each other, accidentally, trying to fight off the dragons. Louisa said,
that sounds awful.
Gwen said,
it is.
And you can't stay here and help because you're in a hurry to get back to it?
Yes.
Fighting five dragons sounds better than staying here and helping me?
Britt said,
when you're angry, yes.
You can't just dump a bunch of injured people on my doorstep like this.
That's the whole point of the medevac program, Britt said, to deliver injured people to your doorstep.
For that matter, that's the whole point of a clinic,
Gwen said,
to create a doorstep to have the injured delivered to.
Louisa waved her hands, an emotion that looked like both a signal of surrender and swatting away a bee.
Okay, yes, fine, but not yet, and not this many. I don't have any of the systems in place. I don't have all the equipment I'll need. I don't know how I'm going to treat these people without them learning things about Atlantis we don't want them to know. I only have one assistant, and he's really just eye candy. I'm not prepared.
But you have plenty of time,
Britt said.
They're in stasis. Heck, you could treat one a day and just make a part-time job of it. They'll never know the difference. We know you can do this,
Gwen said. In fact, Britt added, we know you have done it. Part of the system is that we tag the patient's place and time so they can be returned seamlessly. All of the patients in the triage room right now have been returned. We saw them. They're already back, gathered in the church, sleeping while they heal, just like we talked about when we first came up with this idea. So it worked.
For you?
Louisa said.
For me, it will work because I'm going to have to make it work.
But you will,
Gwen said. From our point of view, you already have, Britt added, and we're terribly impressed and grateful.
Or we will be, Gwen said, from your point of view. And while I'm here cleaning up your mess, you two run off to go dragon hunting with your boyfriends.
Britt said, hold on, nobody said we wouldn't help. I'll help. Louisa stood up.
Oh, okay, then let's get to it.
Britt said, sorry, I can't help right now, but I'll help later.
Later?
Later.
How much later?
Britt winced. Very much later? Louisa sat back down.
You're telling me to ask Britt the Elder for help, aren't you?
Britt said, that's one of the advantages of having a later version of myself hanging around. I can dump work off on her, and technically, I'm not shirking, just procrastinating.